那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 3当中的高频话题，叫做孩子们应该有的一些习惯相关。原题这样说的，叫做 What habits should children have？ 孩子们身上应该有哪些好的习惯呢？开门见山，两个思路方向比对。第一个方向强调 reading。Jason 特别想说的是，阅读是一个好习惯，可以让孩子们更好的了解世界，而且你读书读多了之后，人会变得很温和，性格会很好。其次呢，可以强调出来呢，就是思考 thinking。我们知道思考是一件很好的事儿，去反思自己做的对和错，或者经历的一些事儿，可以让孩子变得更加独立、更加成熟。这样来看，两者对比会答符合逻辑。一个方向强调 reading， 一个方向强调 thinking， 对比来说比较好说。话不多讲，5秒钟，看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, the habit of reading and thinking should be very important. Apparently, children today should have such kinds of habits in life. Reading is like a good thing in life.Children can get to know the world and become wiser and gentle after reading many, many books. By the way, thinking is another part that I want to talk about. I mean, it seems very hard for children to get. Their parents should try to teach them how to think independently. By doing so, their children might become wiser and more gentle and even more independent than before. They wouldn't be like very bad and naughty anymore.So, I mean, reading and thinking could be the habit that children should have, undoubtedly. So, that's it.
那在结尾的时候呢，这层强调了一下这两者的重要性，就是说一个好的思考习惯呀，还有一个阅读习惯是孩子们现在身上应该有的。考官接下来就问了，这两者当中谁更重要呀？或者说还有其他更重要的一些习惯吗？可以形成更多话题的比对或者引导。好，说几个小的细节啊。那第一个说变得更加性格温和呀，以及更加独立。Become gentle and independent. 第二个，独立思考。How to think independently. 第三，和过去相比，你可以说 than used to be， 你也可以说 than before。最后，变坏或者淘气 ，be bad or naughty。这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章看得具有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B17693917 B17693917。希望今天这样期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。